Changeover Day by Dan Perdue was originally published by Everyday Fiction on March 22, 2010. This story is read by Paul Clark and licensed under Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial. No derivative works. Changeover Day by Dan Perdue. On Changeover Day, the agency representative found God sitting on a hillside, watching a herd of brachiosaurs plod through the lush green valley far below.
"All set, big fella?" she asked.
God looked up and smiled, but his eyes were deep pools of sadness. "My last day," he said. "You know, I'll really miss this place. When I first arrived, it was a desolate chunk of rock. A lost cause, they said. Now, look at it." She followed his gaze along the valley, over the emerald treetops, and out to where the cliffs stuttered into the sea, shimmering gold in the afternoon sun.
"The new guy's certainly got some interesting ideas," said the representative. "Opposable thumbs are the future, apparently."
"Opposable thumbs?" God raised an eyebrow. "I hope he knows what he's doing." A pterodactyl swept by, surfing volcanic thermals on leather wings. God smoothed his beard. He began and cleared his throat. "I hope he doesn't make too many changes. I was getting everything just the way I wanted." She smiled, her head to one side.
"Everybody has to retire sometime."
Dismay crept across God's face, and she added,
"I'm sure he won't do anything drastic."
God nodded slowly.
"Well," the representative said after a while, "what'll you do with all your free time?"
He looked up into the sky.
"Oh, travel, I guess. Do the sights, you know? Maybe see how the others are getting on."
A chorus of seismic bellows erupted as one of the brachiosaurs spotted a lurking predator.
She said, "what is it with you and the lizards, anyway?"
"Don't know." God poked at a pebble with the toe of his sandal. "I just thought they were cool." She checked her watch and sat down beside him. Together, they waited for the sun to set.